This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attacks inside Russia that have been going on for a week and a half.
We can see a Russian tank, we can see a Russian APC, we can see a Russian missile get launched, and that information gets fed to the Ukrainians, and they could actually act on it almost immediately, which is something I think the Russians never contemplated.
Well, if Putin didn't contemplate that, his intelligence services didn't contemplate that, they're idiots. Because I knew it, and I told you that. Oh, the spin is, when the Russians fire a missile, we give them a lifetime. Like when Ukraine fired those missiles into Poland to blame it on Putin and try to get a nuclear war going a month ago?
This is a very dramatic potential escalation, obviously, because Poland is a NATO country. There were ongoing cruise missile attacks being carried out in the west of Ukraine, close to Poland's border, at the time that these projectiles landed on Polish territory. It is conceivable that they are Russian missiles.
I'm not pro-Russia. I'm pro-non-nuclear war.
Shall we play a game?
How about global thermonuclear war?
And Russia's got its problems and has committed its crimes. But compared to the New World Order, they are amateurs, ladies and gentlemen. But they've got a giant nuclear weapons arsenal. They're being pushed into a corner, and now Putin's threatening nuclear war.
Такая угроза нарастает. Здесь чуточку таит. По поводу того, что Россия ни при каких обстоятельствах не применит первый.
Russia might as well be fighting Martians right now. The technology's 30, 40 years in advance. Can Russia deploy tens of thousands of one-man team launched? One guy can put two switchblades on his back, and those switchblades can go out and take out multiple Russian vehicles. Over-the-top dangerous. The Pentagon is greenlit. You've been seeing for 2 weeks, or 12 days, almost 2 weeks, daily cruise missile attacks into Russia, blowing up military bases. So Putin goes, okay, I may do a first strike with nukes. I said I wouldn't, but now I may. I mean, this is just huge.
And now we have strikes at least three bases inside of Russia.
Exactly. And for him, that is very worrying because now he knows that Ukraine could hit. I mean, we're talking about very close to Moscow, right? This is the center of the Kremlin and the center of Russian economy and power.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, in the year 2022, and everything else, quite frankly, pales in significance. Now, why is war already started and why is more war coming? Because they're at the end of a currency bubble. They need a big global emergency to be able to basically make us forget that this is a giant Ponzi scheme that makes Bernie Madoff and FTX and the tulip mania that, you know, happened hundreds of years ago pale in significance.
Do you hate America?
No. You know, in fact, I'm knowing many mates, I figure out we're sharing way more common. Meta America is very much similar. Look, it's the same size. They have it's the same kind of this. And when you talk to them, there is nothing there even to beef about. We are naturally, you know, born not to be enemies. And whenever there's conflict, it's elites. You know, every, you know, American I met in a prison who is from rural area was very easy to deal with. He has no problem with Russia, and he was curious about Russia, despite all propaganda. They're losing their Christian values. They're losing their families. They're losing literally their countries.
You'll be laying in your bed one night. We're going to be driving down the highway after work, and there'll be big flashes you see, and then 10 seconds later, your car is going to be overturned, probably on fire, and then life as you know it's over. You won't get back to your family. There'll be mass starvation and death, and there'll be a new literal dark age with enough dust in the atmosphere to cause a mini ice age. And they estimate 7 billion people will die in a nuclear war. There'll be maybe 500 million left, which is what these death cult people fetish all day long. folks. Edward Dowd is about to cover the most important issues, the economy, the poison shots, and more. Stay with us.
I have an extremely important message to all of my fellow InfoWarriors here in the United States and around the world. We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements is owned by a patriot. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, in the last few years, Edward Dowd has made a lot of predictions that have come absolutely true, unfortunately. And he has become a very, very well-known, respected analyst. He's already a big Wall Street analyst and stock picker. He's an ex-Wall Street professional, worked at HSBC, Donaldson, Lufkin, and other BlackRock. He's worked all over Wall Street, the sell side, the buy side, expert in fixed income and equities, capital markets. He's currently working with folks around the world and major whistleblowers that he said would be coming forward and are now statisticians, top statisticians, saying we're seeing between an 11 and 18% in the Western world and countries that took the shots increase in mortality bigger than we even saw in World War II. And just on Friday, the big actuary government/corporate consortium in Australia came out and said a 13% increase in death, unprecedented in history. The previous ones were 3-4%. Those are seen as massive. So there's no doubt this is going on. The question is, how bad is it and what's coming next? Because we don't yet know the long-term effects. Similar mRNA killed a lot of the mice up front, but definitely cut the others' lives short. Usually about 50%, depending on the studies we covered here, that Fauci, by the way, conducted at the University of Texas in 2012 to 2015 and continuing on. So we have grand juries being impaneled at the state level in Florida to investigate this. We have so much happening. So to give us the latest numbers and data and what he testified in Senator Ron Johnson's hearings on is Edward Dowd. And he's also going to get into the controlled worldwide recession depression that's being carried out in the Great Reset and what he believes is coming next. Now we can prepare for it. So, Mr. Dowd, thank you so much for joining us on Twitter at Dowd Ward or on Getter at Edward Dowd. And so he is joining us now. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me again on, Alex. Appreciate the time. Twitter, still banned. Got banned in June. Still not reinstated. So I'm not on Twitter, just on Getter at Edward Dowd. I testified last week for Ron Johnson, and I just recently wrote a book called Cause Unknown, The Epidemic of Sudden Death in 21 and 22. It's now available in hard copy at Skyhorse Publishing and Amazon. And basically, the book is for the marginal mind. We stay away from the who and why. We just establish it's true and it's happening, just like you said. It is happening. It's devastating. My thesis in the book is that it's the vaccines. If anybody else has another explanation, I'd love to hear it. But what we do know is there's crickets from our health authorities, not just in the U.S., but globally as well. But here's the bottom line. Let me tell you what I told Senator Ron Johnson.
And let me just interrupt you because I wanted to get you on. I talked to Tony at Skyhorse. And then the main reason you're on is about the book, but I've been trying to get you on for a few weeks, and then I get off into all the other subjects. Take some time. The book is so critical. Tell people about Cause Unknown. This is so important.
Well, I can wrap the book into current events as well. So the bottom line is the book establishes my curiosity into the anecdotal evidence that started popping up for me personally in March, April of 21. I started seeing illnesses and deaths in my friend circle. And then, of course, I was seeing early on the sudden athletic deaths all over the globe. And the book basically establishes that the sudden athletic deaths, the most elite fit amongst us, does not happen at the rate that we're currently seeing. Okay. The bottom line is before 2021, there was a study called the Lusane study that over 38 years determined there were 29 sudden athletic deaths under the age of 30 globally. We can't go without a month. We'd be lucky to get a month with 29, just 29. We have months now with 90, 100, 110, 120. We have thousands and thousands of these cases now in my book.
We just had three reporters die, and now they've confirmed one of them is aorta blue, and he was in shape. So this is just at the World Cup.
Absolutely. It seems to be accelerating at a pace that we can get into later on in our discussion about what I see going forward. But the bottom line I establish in the book, is it true? Yes, it's true. Is excess mortality on the rise across the globe? Yes. What is the big change? From 2020, mostly old people died of COVID pre-vaccine. In 2021 and 22, there's been a mixed shift to younger folks. I established that in the book. My thesis, it's the vaccine. We have a foreword by Bobby Kennedy and afterward by Gavin DeBecker, who was the man who pitched me the book with Tony Lyons, and he was also my editor. And it's a great compendium of facts, figures, data, Wall Street, a way to look at this via the Wall Street viewpoint, which is mine. And we also have news that you might not have seen. So this is a primer for those that don't know what's going on. It comes at it without getting into the who and why, so we don't assault their worldview. We just want them to know it's true, and if they have a better explanation, love to hear it. But this
and let's expand on that, because a lot of people, humans are designed when we get attacked to actually get over it and move forward. And that's one blind spot conservatives and hard workers have, is we're like, yeah, we know we got hit, let's move on. No, this is the opening salvo, and you bridge the two in the Great Reset in your analysis. That's why this is so important, is this is just the beginning of their war against us, so we better get dialed in right now.
Correct. And because the global health authorities are not admitting to this, they're, in my book, I conclude with this. Forget the who and why. They see the data we see, and now it's a global cover-up, and especially in the U.S., no action's been taken. At least Denmark, who was devastated by the vaccine, stopped their vaccination program under 50 while I was writing the book. That's in my book. And the bottom line is they saw excess deaths rise every year for, over 2020. 2021 was over 2020. 2022 is over 21 across all age groups. They're one of the most vaccinated countries. And they said, quote, it's better to get COVID than to take the vaccine under 50, which is Orwellian double speak for the vaccine will kill you more than COVID would. So
let's pull back, but I want to give you the floor to walk through all this, how it ties in economics, what's happening financially. But obviously, the deep state social engineer, Big Pharma, did this as a test to see what they can get away with. I think they failed the test. I think they're really scared right now as all these top people call for their prosecution and grand juries are opening up. I mean, if you looked at this as a sick, sudden death football game where people actually die, I think we've been losing the first half. We're now going into the end of the third quarter, and we're actually have the ball and have actually surpassed the enemy. But now this thing is very, very close.
I agree. When I was with Senator Johnson last week, I told him personally that I think this is a national security issue, because the bottom line is this. The data that we've amassed, and it's in the book, it was detrimental to your health to be employed in 2021 and 2022. Bottom line, end of story. The data suggests that. A few different data sets. I can walk through that real quickly, but the bottom line is the most able-bodied amongst us seem to be dying more and getting disabled more than the general population, which has, of course, those who weren't vaccinated. So the general population is usually much less healthier than the employed population of the country. And just two numbers, two different data sets. The Society of Actuaries came out with a report in August, not my numbers. They verified our numbers that we had in March, but they said 40% excess mortality in their specific subset of the population, group life policyholders, from ages 25 through 64. They're generally speaking a more healthy population than the general population, and the society has done studies that prove that. They die at a rate of about a third that of the general population in any given year. In 2021, that flipped. Their excess death, as I said, was 40%, and the general population was 32. So, boom, that's smoking gun number one. You go to a different data set, U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, which is monthly survey, does the employment report. Disability was running around 29 to 30 million for the prior 4 or 5 years. It shot up beginning around February, May timeframe of 21 to about 33.2 million as of September. It's come off a little bit with the October, November data. But when we delve into the data, what do we find? We find that the employed population, their rate of disability increased 26% as of September, and the general overall population increased 11%. Again, that shouldn't be happening. We also saw the rate of change, year-over-year rate of change, was, in Wall Street speak, a three-standard deviation event, which in my world doesn't happen all that often. It happens 0.03% of the time. So something happened, and it was, you know, obviously, in my humble opinion, the vaccines. I'm 100% sure of that. I'm convicted. 100%
and we're down, stay there. Let's come back and talk about what this means to civilization and so much more. For folks that don't know, if you don't have 2.1% replacement rate, society collapses.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Themselves, my friends. If we're so stupid, we let them kill us. We deserve it. Except children don't deserve it, do they? And I look, and behold, a pale horse, and he that sat on the horse was named Death. Another translation is, I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him. The book of Revelation. Very serious times to be alive, folks. They're not just doing this as a one-off. This is the beginning of the rest of our lives. This is our fight, and I'm proud of humanity. The globalists even admit it's leaked. They're very upset that they're losing and that this hasn't gone the way they thought it would. They are licking their wounds. They're going to come back. The empire is going to strike back. Edward Dowd, you were getting into the actuaries, the government numbers, the facts that are undisputed now, years after you first was warning of it, that indeed this is directly correlated to these shots, and they know it, and they're covering it up. Please continue.
Yeah, so the bottom line, it's true. It's happening. What we need to know is this. It's crickets in the mainstream media. It's cricket from the global health authorities and the global governments. So it's the biggest cover-up and crime that I've ever seen. And the mission now for everybody out there that's, you know, in the choir already is to convince the marginal mind of what's going on. And, you know, this is what I call the greatest asymmetric information gap of my lifetime in my financial career. And so about 10-20% of us know what's going on. The other 80-90% don't. And we tip and win when everybody first realizes that this has happened and it's true. We can figure out who did what later. So a lot of people can't accept that something this evil might have happened. But just convince them it's happened, and they can bite onto the fact that there's a cover-up and that, you know, pharma companies aren't there to help you. They've been accused of crimes in the past. So the clarion call is to convince the marginal mind. Everyone has to get off the bench and not on the field.
Well, they've not just been accused. I mean, people like Mayer knowingly gave millions of people HIV and hepatitis at Factor VIII, knew it was happening, and just didn't care. And other companies knew that Vioxx killed millions around the world, and they just didn't care. I mean, in fact, they like it. Sorry, go ahead.
Pfizer was found guilty of, sales tactics that went against the law, and they had to pay like a $2.2 billion fine in the early 2000s. I forget the drug, but you know, pharma is not your friend. Their job is to sell new patented drugs and not push forward over the counter drugs or, you know, repurpose drugs, and that's what they do. They're there for the bottom line. They're not there for your health. They treat symptoms. They don't treat the root cause. They don't want to cure anything. Goldman Sachs wrote a research report about this several years ago, saying that curing the disease is not a good business model because once you cure the patients, the cash flows stop. So it's about treating symptoms, not root causes. We know this, and they're not your friend. And for some reason, through the propaganda campaigns done on us by pharma, the media companies, and the government was involved. It looks like there was a military-grade psyop to get people to take these jabs. You got to break the spell. And the spell is this. It's happening. It's true. And it's going on. And this is what I'm offering in my book and at our Finance Technologies website, the Humanity Project. It's phinancetechnologies.com, Humanity Project. We have all the data. We have every country there. We're offering you the missing information, the information that your global governments aren't presenting to you. And if they were normal and they weren't corrupt, this would have ended probably in January, February of 2021 when Dr. McCullough and the other doctors saw the bear signals fire off. We, you know, the swine flu in 76 stopped after 25 deaths, the swine flu vaccine fiasco, 25 deaths. Here we have reported in bears, I think north 15,000 now. This is a disaster. And the underreporting factor in bears is, you know, some people have calculated it as 40. So you do the math on that and it's a disaster and it's happening globally. So I'm at the point where I know the fight we're in. I know what my job is. My job is to continue to get the message out, knowing that, you know, this is a grind and it's going to be a slow grind. It happens faster if everybody gets involved. It can't just be those of us like you, Alex, and others talking. Everybody has to grab someone and show them what's going on. And my book is a good Christmas present to do that because it's just the facts, ma'am. It establishes that it's true. I don't assault people's worldviews. You know, I have a theory of the case of why this went down, but that's not in the book. We made a decision to kill that in the book because we wanted to reach as many minds.
Let's talk about your well-researched motive or key bono of who and why they did this.
Yeah, I mean, this is, again, my speculation, but my speculation makes a lot of sense to a lot of people. I did a speech at the AFA, American Freedom Alliance Conference, October 1st. And there's a video on Rumble that has been flying around Wall Street. And a lot of people on Wall Street have reached out to me quietly and say that they agree with me. So the theory of the case is this. We have a global sovereign debt problem. After the great financial crisis, all the fraud from the banks went onto the balance sheets of the central banks. And the global government spent like drunken sailors. So we've kind of been in a zombie economy globally for 12 years where asset prices rose due to money printing and whatnot. And, you know, those who are the closest to the printing press, like CEOs and CFOs who get stock options, hedge fund managers, real estate developers, and obviously government politicians, did quite well. And everybody's kind of been left behind. And the problem now is it's a debt-based dollar system. And that means that you need constant credit creation. And eventually the global U.S. dollar debt scenario has reached every, you know, the four corners of the earth, and it needs constant growth. Well, it stopped growing in 2019. We're about to go into a global economic recession, and then mysteriously COVID comes along. Again, we can get into whether that was planned or used as an excuse. Doesn't really matter. But the bottom line is this. COVID gave the Fed, the central bankers, cover to print unprecedented amounts of money. The Fed printed 65% money, the greatest money printing fiasco ever seen. And that's only kept the system afloat for 2 years. Now we're collapsing again. And we can talk about that. We can talk about the vaccines and how they're going to play into the economic situation for years to come. But the bottom line is, I woke up when I saw Federal Reserve President James Bullard speak on Face the Nation, you know, a couple of weeks after the lockdowns. I think it was April 3rd of 2020. And he talked about reopening the economy, but with surveillance technologies and immunity badges and testing, which was a precursor to the, you know, vaccine passport and the vaccines. And I said to myself, why is the central banker even talking about this? And then it dawned on me that if you're going to have a global sovereign debt collapse, wouldn't it be nice to have a control system to herd the population through fear, prevent protests, to use them as excuses to, you know, clamp down on the population. And all you need to look to is China. China is imploding economically. They reached a demographic wall in 2020. My partner, Carlos Alegria at Finance Technologies, wrote a book on this, Economics, Demographics, and Global Debt. And they hit a wall in 2020. And now they're on a population decline, and that affects their economy, their growth rates going forward.
All right, Edward, I'll stay there. This is the key to everything. Why are the globalists doing this? It's all right there. And when you actually read what the World Economic Forum is saying, they basically admit it. We'll be right back.
InfoWars' secret weapon is finally here. It's a secret weapon for your immune system, for your stamina, for your energy, for your way of life, for your libido. And it also keeps InfoWars on the air. And I almost forgot, you save at least 50% on these products for what you'd pay for similar products or the exact same products in stores around the country. That's because we go right to the highest quality manufacturer in the nation that supplies some of the top names. They then give us the best deal out there because the owner's a listener, and we're able to bring it to you with massive discounts. You're not going to find 1,000 milligram high quality CBD for anywhere near the price we sell it. You're not going to find it at the 10 milligram or the 20 milligram. You're not going to find turmeric at 95% humanoid at the price we're selling it. You're not going to find any of this anywhere near that. These similar formulas or the same formulas sell for up to 200% more than we're selling these. InfoWars MD, now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, a true 360 win.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
And Edward Dowd. Now, we have a huge audience, millions of people, and I love you all. And I know that in the old days, I covered a lot of serious topics, but I also had fun and played clips of leftists acting like idiots and crime scene stuff and things that I thought was interesting, too, because I wanted to have fun on the show. We don't do really any of that here. And you know, maybe I'm wrong. But I just can't help but hammer, let's stop nuclear war, let's stop the border implosion, let's stop the poison shots. Let's understand we've got a really criminal, predatory, global bureaucracy that is going to the military-industrial complex and saying, fix our problems. We got all these old people. How do we euthanize them? How do we set up death panels? How do we normalize this in the public? We just can't afford it. And that's really what they're doing.
And it's, of course, they're not cutting any of their carbon footprint. They're not going to live on carbon rations. They're not going to eat bugs. You are. So this is the authoritarian threat of all threats. And you got cut off getting into your colleague's book on China and why they're in so much trouble and why they're on board with this whole globalist operation. So, Edward Dowd, please continue where you left off.
Yeah, sure. No problem. The bottom line is this. China is demographically imploding, which is going to drive their economy through long-term growth rates of 2 to 3% GDP. They've been growing, 12, 10, 7, 8% for the last 30 years. And that is basically what's kept them afloat. They're now in an economic nosedive. Their debt is coming due. They have real estate debt problems, cities, ghost cities, infrastructure that leads to nowhere. And that's coming home to roost, and they can't employ their people. And that's what we're seeing with these riots that started becoming public recently. The riots have been going on for a while, and their zero COVID policy is cover. It's cover to prevent those riots. Yes, that some of the protests are against the lockdowns, but when you get enough people that are unemployed and can't feed their families, they all start to talk to each other and they come into the streets. So that's really what's going on in China. And it's very dangerous for the rest of the globe. It has geopolitical implications. When you're a power like China, and I learned early on in the early 2000s when our energy guys were going to visit China, because energy was a big part of China's growth, they came back and they said one of the things that the Chinese authorities fear the most is their own people. And their number one goal was to keep jobs growing so they could keep their people from, protesting against the authoritarian ways. If you keep them fed and happy, you can just stay in power. Right now, they're worried about staying in power. So they're going to have to create a global boogeyman and create the other enemy outside their own borders so the finger can't be pointed at them. And if you don't think the DOD knows this and they have the same analysis that I have, you're naive because, I've had someone from a three-letter agency approach me after I talked on Bannon about the zero COVID policy and what it was really about. And they were curious where I got my information. And I said, no, it's just analysis. This is analysis of history and how the world works. You've done this your whole, career, Alex. You and I and others, we can put together the dots, come up with a theory of the case that's pretty close to the truth. So what I'm telling you about COVID lockdowns, I think is dead spot on. It's a system of control to prevent internal populations from rioting, period, end of story.
And to train them to have less resources and to think even being let out of their house is a new freedom. So it's a lowering of expectations in civilization. It's basically a lowering of standard of living and a cover for depopulation of the old people and others. So if you agree with me and I agree with you that their plan's not going too well, China just suddenly turned off their lockdowns because it blew up in their face, it went the opposite direction. How is this global combine, different organizations, different groups, but all testing the same sciences of control, what are they going to do next then?
Well, I guess I just found out this weekend that there was a tabletop exercise called Global Contagion, where at this time the virus affects and kills children. It was run by the same folks that brought you Event 201. So maybe they release or mysteriously, coincidentally, some other deadly virus that we now have to be in fear about again. I suspect regional wars, tactical nukes will probably go off at some point. I don't think they're going to launch the ICBMs, but I expect war in the next 12 to 24 months. I mean, you have to cover up what's going on. Like you said, it's being exposed. My book is basically just showing what just happened globally. We poisoned about 5 billion people. I'm not saying that everyone is going to die. I think there's a lot of ways to reverse these processes, and the human body is an amazing thing. But once people discover that they've been poisoned by their own governments, either, on purpose or inadvertently, and propagandize into taking these shots, I think there's going to be a lot of what I call chaotic disruption in all our institutions. And it has to happen. It's going to happen. Does it happen peacefully or does it happen violently? I don't want people to go into the violent mode. We're going to do this the old-fashioned way. blocking and tackling through the legal system.
And that's why the information war is critical. Everybody's got to become an activist. Speak at the school board. Speak at the university board. Speak at the county board. Speak at everything. Call into C-SPAN. You may think that's just a little thing, but there's billions of us. If we all do a little, it will just absolutely stop them. And I think that's really the good news at the end of the day is they admitted that they were going to try to have a controlled collapse so the big collapse that's coming, they could pose as the saviors. But instead, they're now getting the blame. The globalists are in trouble. And so now they're not in a position to really carry out the next phase of this. But even Bill Gates said 2 years ago, they said, well, what comes next? He said, well, I believe this is just a test. Said it on NBC News. He said, I believe terrorists are going to release a new weapon. And when he talks about terrorists, he's talking about himself and them. And so, yeah, they love to brag very esoterically, but you can, I've learned how they operate over the years that when they say something, you can bet they're planning it and they usually carry it out. But the more we can get in their face and start prosecuting them, I think that will back them down from the next event.
I agree. I think they're losing badly. The narrative's collapsing. Governor DeSantis has got the state's attorney general looking into this, and that's how we defeated Big Tobacco with their lies. There were a lot of individual suits and cases. They all got dismissed because they couldn't prove a causation of smoking and the death. But what the state's AGs did is once they got on board, they started to get discovery. And I think what we need is discovery. We need to shine light on what's been going on. And I'd like to see other states join Governor DeSantis in probing what's going on at Pfizer. And you said something earlier on your show, I was listening before I came on, that if we break and expose this vaccine issue, it pierces the veil for a whole host of other things. So that's why I'm solely focused on bringing this to a halt and an end. And once the general population wakes up to what just happened to them, that opens their mind, and then they start to question many, many things. And
that's right. The big domino is this. There's other stuff. We want to stop nuclear war, may not be able to, like you said, at least tactical, because the globalists want it. But something like this, the public's understanding it, we can push this domino over, and then it'll knock the others down.
Exactly. I call this their bridge too far. I don't think they understood that, you know, there's a lot of people in the system who are unwittingly serving the system. They don't know what they're doing. And they were forced to take these jabs or even, you know, ran to go get them. And once they realize they've been betrayed, the trust in all institutions is going to evaporate. It's going to be chaotic. It's going to be lots of chaos, financial chaos. But, you know, if you keep your head and wits about you, stay healthy, you know, focus on your spirituality and your mindset, we're going to get to the other side. There's going to be a renaissance. We're going to build a new world. Now, I don't know how long the chaos period lasts, but the quicker the average marginal mind wakes up, the quicker the chaos ends.
That's absolutely. Edward Dowd, I'm very impressed with you. And the silver lining in this whole evil is I get to meet all the great people like you and Peter McCullough and countless others. We're going to find out who's who currently and in the near future. And I agree with you. A new renaissance is ahead if we can just defeat these nihilistic, depopulationist globalists who don't believe in humanity. Edward Dowd, the new book from Skyworks Publishing, Cause Unknown, The Epidemic of Sudden Deaths, 2021-2022. Ed Dowd, congratulations for your great work. And I'm just blessed to know you, sir.
Blessed to know you, too. And thank you for all you've done in exposing what's going on. And if it wasn't for people like you and other independent news, you are the new news media. I have hedge fund managers tell me they watch War Room and InfoWars because the other channels, there's no signal there. It's just noise.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Edward. We'll be back with news.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family.
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
I'm no stranger to the rain. I'm a friend of thunder. Friend, is it any wonder lightning strikes?
I fought with the devil.
I fought with the devil. Got down on his level. But I never gave in, so he gave up on me. I'm no stranger to the rain.
Folks, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to get you ready. And I'm right here with you. I'm not ready yet either. And through all my anger at the New World Order, it doesn't even show up on our Richter scale, that I'm here because I love my family. And if my family's going to live in a good world, that means your family's got to live in a good world, and I love your family as well. I have a lot of empathy for everybody. And we're going to make it through this. But if you study history, time and time again, really evil, corrupt groups, from time to time, get control, and they just want to kill people and starve people and mind control people and do bad things. And the good people out there, who actually have a conscience to care, brings tears to my eyes thinking about my family. We got a job to do, and we're going to do it. And I know how powerful humanity is. We're built by God. We're made by God in God's image. And I know we can do this. We don't have a choice. And the only question is, how bad is it going to get till we cry out to God? How bad is it going to get till we finally realize the devil's real? How bad is it going to get until we realize this is a spiritual battle? Now, we ended the show yesterday. We had 7-8 callers still on hold, and I don't like leaving folks on hold. So a lot of them gave us their names and numbers. We're going to call them right now and get them on the phone system, but don't start calling yet because we got to have the phone system open to call these folks back. And then as soon as we get those callers back online, I'll give the general number out for everybody else in the third hour, into the fourth hour today. So let's talk about the real issues here. Ron Paul says the mother of all economic crises will lead to social unrest and violence. Yes, that's true, Ron Paul. And the WEF admits that and admits they've been engineering that. How do you defeat that? You stop their policies, but the policies they get through, we blame on them because they did it. They cut the pipelines off. They shut down the economy. They opened the borders. This is a blame game, folks. Because if we don't blame the people that did this, they're going to pose as the saviors. And I know you know that, but you better go tell your city. See, the audience calls in and thanks me. And the reason I say stop that is we're all in a lifeboat together, and we've got a leak. And we can fix the leak together. We don't need to thank each other for it. Let's just fix it. We're surviving here. We're trying to prevail here. And it is not correct to thank me for what I'm doing. I just want you to help me. And I want you to realize how important you are and how there's millions of you listening right now. And if you just take action in little ways, we'll fix all this. It won't be perfect. I'm not offering a utopia, but it'll certainly be the opposite of what we got. People trying to collapse civilization on purpose. We have to recognize them. We have to expose them. We have to stop them, and we have to prosecute them, not out of some vengeful thing, but because they need the fear of God put into them. People ask me, how do you go through the attacks? How do you go through the demonization and not be fearful? Well, it's because I am fearful. Because I know God's watching. And I don't want my family destroyed. And I don't want you destroyed. And I am naturally concerned about the globalists are doing. And I realize only countering them, only fighting them, gives us any chance. This is not some heroic action here like, oh, Alex Jones is battling them. That's special. No. You'd have to be a crazy person to go along with this. I'm coming up for air, folks. I'm doing the default position of what you're supposed to do. What Alex Jones does is not some wondrous, magic, pat him on the back thing. If you wake up at night and your house is on fire, you get your kids out. It's not heroic to get your kids out. And our house is on fire. We're in a lot of trouble. And until we wake up to that fact, we don't have a hope. But the minute we wake up, we have more than hope. We have guaranteed victory still. But as things progress, Winston Churchill, I butcher it, I paraphrase it. It's in one of his books. I've read five or six of his books. I forget which one. But he said there's most people in their life are run over by history and by big events. And most people get run over by it and get up and dust themselves off and forget that it happened and just decide to ignore what's going on. But a minority of people, what you call great men and great leaders and great women, are people that get hit by that adversity and hit by that tyranny and run over by that thing in history, and they decide to actually do something about it. And it's those people that history and all the good things we've got rest on. Well, we got to put money back in the bank for our children. A lot of folks put a lot of stuff in the bank for us and went through a lot of sacrifices for us. And now we're going to have to do it again right now. And here's the great part about this equation. As the tyranny grew and the corruption grew, but there was still so much liberty in the gas tank, you know, 30, 40, 50 years ago, you could say it was heroic to battle tyranny back then because you were going to get persecuted. You were going to get attacked because it was taken over then. Now it's been in charge a while. It's already eaten through almost everything. It's already ruined everything. And so now battling tyranny is self-preservation. Battling tyranny is the only option you've got. Other than, I guess, some people I've learned from the show, they don't decide to fight the New World Order. They don't decide to fight tyranny. They don't decide to do anything. For the good guys, they decide to join with evil because, well, if it's taken over and it's that bad and I can get ahead if I work for it, they go and they join with it in the final phases. Well, if you don't care about losing your soul, then yeah, if you joined evil 30, 40 years ago for power, you got a lot of power and money and control out of it. But you still lose your soul. You still sided with evil. You still resonate with that force. That becomes what you are. But now at the end, no one should be going along with this. It's a bad bet. It's a scam. It's a fraud. So we're going to start the next hour. We're going to give the phone number out. We're going to take your calls. I got a ton of news and clips and just so much I'm going to get to, but I'm going to get to your calls. I'm going to get to a lot of them. But I just want to remind listeners, it's a no-brainer to support InfoWars. We need funds. We're right in the edge of the red and the black. God just keeps me right on empty, as I guess to motivate me, but I'd rather not just sit up here and plug products all day. But these really are great products you already need, so I see how God's working. So we have this new InfoWars MD line where we just found out who our other suppliers of great supplements were, so we cut through the middleman and now have two big national distributors. The first big national distributor, owned by listeners, was already supplying us with most of our supplements. We just cut out the middleman. Is now putting out in their own factory the InfoWars MD label with clone products they already have that are bestsellers nationwide. So these are already top products. Many of them number one bestsellers. All of them in the top 10 bestsellers in the country. Now private label with InfoWars MD label on them. And you get a discount because they're not being stored, sold in stores. So you cut that out. Plus, they're not shipping them to our warehouse to be shipped. They ship right out of their warehouse by the factory. So the shipping is either free or massively reduced, depending on what you order or how big the order is. And there's 10 new products like Nitric Boost, Better Mood, Libido RX, so many other great things that are there. Like Turmeric 95, that is Body's 95% curcuminoid. Just got the new name, Turmeric 95. We're still going to have Body's Ultimate Turmeric. People like the bottle and the label, and so that's what you want. You'll have it, but that's sold out right now. So Turmeric 95, all these are amazing products. The CBD was a big seller, but they told me, well, we're almost sold out of all our super high-quality, full-spectrum CBD in 10, 25, and 1,000 milligrams. So you need to stop plugging that because it's going to sell out. And one of them is already sold out. So, but they're getting more in the new year, and they've got more than 50 other great top-of-the-line products that we're going to be private labeling soon. So you'll have a one-stop shop at InfoWarsStore.com for all your supplement needs. And we'll have all the classics and all the proprietary that nobody else has, like X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus and Vitamineral Fusion that are so amazing at InfoWarsStore.com as well. And speaking of that, Vitamineral Fusion will sell out at current sales rates in the next 2 weeks, but I want you during the winter to have all the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids that you need for your immune system to be your front line of defense. So it's 50% off too. It's still on sale at InfoWarsStore.com, and so is DNA Force Plus. But again, you definitely want to get Mushroom Max, a clean, amazing, next level, non-stimulant, nootropic, Turmeric 95, Levita RX will knock you out of the park, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right, hour number three, your phone calls and more straight ahead. In fact, the toll-free number is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%.
text the word money to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text money to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word demo, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.